Anyhow, that seems pretty quiet. Can you hear me okay there now?
We can hear quite fine here.
Loud and clear, Rick.
Okay. So anyhow, I thought we'd go into further detail on the Pay It Forward program, and then maybe some people have some questions about that. But the whole basis of the program basically comes down to allowing our energy to flow freely, and it obviously depends on how people are going to perceive who they are in the world, or whether this or not this computes or not. But we basically have two choices in this world in with respect to considerations, and that is why we do what we do. And the way everyone is doing it right now, basically everyone is doing what they do for the money. In other words, money is the consideration. The other consideration is to do the love thing, which is allow your energy to flow freely, which is the exact opposite of doing it for the money. And the reason I say it's the exact opposite, or one reason anyhow, is money basically today is bond, is debt, and debt is bondage. So touching the money puts one into bondage, but it's also a voluntary act to do that, because we can do the
this
other.
This conference is now being recorded.
Excellent. So by taking the money, we volunteer to go into bondage. And as far as I can see, and trust me, I've done a lot of pondering on it and listened to a lot of audios on, you know, spiritual stuff or whatever, and the basis of the universe and the energies and everything is energy flowing, that it's, we have to do the love thing, and I say that in earnest, and which is to allow our energy to flow freely. It's the only way that we're ever going to be free of this system, or at least it starts there, and it starts with self. So when they say slavery is voluntary, it is, but it's the act of doing things for the money is the consideration that is the voluntary act, going into bondage for debt, basically the same thing. So by doing the love thing, we're allowing our energy to flow freely. If that is a sincere choice of the individual, and I'm just expressing here how I feel about it, and that is a sincere choice of an individual to say, you know what, my purpose is here to serve, not be served. Again, like the battery in a flashlight, and just allowing the energy to flow freely. That choice is not regulatable. And so I'm suggesting that it's the offer to give one's life, and I don't mean a death by that, but I mean to allow your energy to flow freely. So I mean to give your life in that sense. That is the only way that we're ever going to be released from this bondage thing, from this debt thing. But we shouldn't be looking at it from that perspective. We should be looking at it from the perspective, I think, and this is how I look at it, that I'm on a spiritual journey here, and my understanding of that is that my true purpose is to eventually express God, if you will. And one thing I know about God is, again, as we've talked before, is the unconditional love thing, which is the freely giving of energy like the parents do to their children. We don't account for anything. And I wouldn't think the divine would operate any less than that. So by allowing our energy to flow freely is the only way to get ourselves out of bondage, is the other choice that we all have. And we've always had that choice. But we took the other choice, which is the money is the consideration. And so if one is truly coming from the viewpoint that my spiritual purpose is to serve, not be served, then that's the motivation for getting involved in the Pay It Forward program, because that is the basis of the program. And with respect to the letter that the trustee sends in, that is one of the things there. And it's not that these things are up for negotiation. Not that we're saying this is the way it is. But we're also not putting it on the table and saying this is negotiable. In other words, we have the free will choice to give of ourselves freely and unconditionally, and no one can stop that. And I know sometimes we'll get a brain lock here and go, yeah, but the thing is, if you're truly coming from a I want to serve perspective, then you don't care about any, there are no what ifs. You just got to do like the battery does and just provide the energy. With no concern or thinking about or any other focus. for that matter, and just doing it on blind faith, knowing that you're going into an area that you've probably never gone into before, and that's where the fear comes in. It's the unknown, but we can't, and that's where the what-ifs come from, because we don't know what's in the unknown, so all we have is what-ifs. But if we don't let go of the what-ifs, you won't step forward into that place where we haven't been before. So there's questions that won't be and can't be answered until we actually make that leap. But for myself, it's become very easy. Again, and this is just a mind knowingness of things. I'm not saying it applies to you folks, but that one of my true purposes, or my true basic purpose as a creator, is to allow my energy to flow freely and to feed it to that needs it most. Because whatever I'm feeding it to is not separate from me. It's all part of the one, and if something that needs some energy, then I will provide the energy freely to it. And which I'm really feeding energy to my own creation. This is what creators do. So it's a bit of a mind shift and a thinking shift coming from a lot of commercial processes that are involved in legal principles and how do I sign and should I sign like this? What happens if I don't sign like this? Should I sign like that? As creators, we shouldn't have any fear of we just put our signature to the paper. And anyhow, letting all of these other things go is what I'm suggesting. It's really just coming from the perspective that I am a spiritual being. I am a source of energy. Energy comes to me freely. My purpose in the circuit as a component is to receive that energy and to let it flow through me and fed to other components and flow through it and so on and so forth. That's what circulation is. And I think if one really, or one comes from that perspective or that stance and viewpoint truly, then you're not concerned about the what-ifs, because your concern is simply to serve, just like the battery. It only knows one thing. I'm here to provide energy. I'm sure if you could actually talk to a battery, that's exactly what it would tell you. If you were to ask it its purpose, it would have one thing. I'm a source of energy. I hold the charge. And when called upon, I release it. With us, we're like a battery, but we're always in the on. Always in the circuit, always on. And it's unlimited energy, and so in that sense, we have unlimited credit. Again, energy and nature is credit in law. Energy and nature is creative. Credit in law is creative. So they're synonymous in that sense. And so really, the thinking or the choices, and again, this is not something I don't think you're going to find in any books, written on your heart. It either resonates or it doesn't. And ultimately, again, it comes down to two choices, and that is, what purpose have we given ourselves? And in that, do we do what we do for the money as a consideration, or do we do what we do for the love of all as a consideration? That, in my view, and that's the basis of the Pay It Forward program, is break it down to that simplicity. In other words, the real simplicity of it is, if I want to be free, truly free, then I have to give freely. And to whatever extent I withhold giving freely, and that can just be in the mind only, then that will be withheld from me to that extent. But again, love is unconditional giving. This is 100% allowing the energy to flow to and through us freely. In that state, there is no resistance. There's zero resistance. And that is when I would say that for sure one is in the flow of things. So this is a choice we all have, is to go with creators, to give ourselves the purpose that Creator has given us, that I believe Creator has given us, or that's where my knowingness is at right now. I am here to provide energy without limitation, without condition. And my alternative choice is to, like what we've all done, and signed up on the ship and gone to work for the paycheck. So if you can kind of rationalize that or feel that within yourself, if you feel that, yes, that's my purpose in life, is to serve by the freely giving of my energy, then you'll do this for no other reason than so that you can move into that reality. And once you make that choice in earnest, and again, I'm just expressing my viewpoints on this. I'm not saying it's a fact or nothing. Each can use his own discernment here. But once one has made that choice and is in that reality, there's nothing in law that can stop you. In other words, there's nothing in law that can say you cannot give freely of your energy 24/7, 365. We could always do that. Where we got ourselves into bondage was not doing that. I guess is what I'm saying at the end of the day. And, again, logically, it doesn't make sense that one could be free but yet not give freely. And again, to whatever extent we do give freely, to the extent we receive freely. So obviously, by giving 100% is the best way to go. But again, from a spiritual perspective, we're not accounting for anything. We just know that I'm just here to give it all. Not even thinking in terms of percentages or dollars and cents or how much. I'm just here to serve. So that's not regulatable. And so that's the first thing that the trustee brings to the attention of the so-called other powers to be. And but the trustee is not looking at these other powers as powers to be. The trustee is looking at that you're all the powers to be. But recognizing that the government does have a lot of power because we people do empower it at the same time. So it's not to butt heads here who has the most power, but to lay it on the table that as people we have the choice, spiritual choice, choice of conscience, to express our true nature and purpose. And I would say, in all senses, and you know this, I'm not saying you wouldn't get argument about this, but I would say that our true nature and true purpose is to allow our energy to flow freely.
Well, we are energy beings.
And we create
through thought.
Well, that's where it starts, exactly. And that's why I say we can create hell just by thinking of it. And we have.
Well, isn't he a little part of us inside anyway? Our ego.
Totally.
Well, I would be thinking about blaming that guy a lot for a whole lot of what goes on in the world.
Oh, yep. And I've discussed with my little monster many times. I love my monster now.
Well. He is the disease that all mankind has.
Yeah. Well, I figure I love him, and then
he'll deal with him.
Yep, I agree. So, but that's the aspect of us that's going to say, well, I can't let my energy flow freely. I got to get something back, man. But let's appreciate the possibility, at least that where does the energy that we have to give come from in the first place? And I know that to be a higher source, a source energy, if you will, and we're all extensions of that source energy.
Versus the physical.
And it's manifested in the physical, but the energy that's coming through us, you know, there's a lot that we can't see.
Yeah.
It's all coming freely. It's never ending. So it's not like we have to go anywhere else to get it. It's already here. We just have to allow it to flow. It's not allowing it to flow that is the withholding, that is the resistance. Same thing in any electrical circuit. If there's a component that's not allowing the energy to flow through it in accordance with its design parameters, and in our case, the design parameters are zero resistance, but a component that is not operating in that manner, then it's going to blow a fuse. Or it's going to start a fire. Point
mm-hmm.
being, there's a problem in the circuit. And even thinking negatively, that's what I say when... you know, if one is earnest and sincere about, you know, my true purpose here in life is to express my true nature and purpose, which is to give freely of myself and unconditionally, then that's the only point in time that there is actually no resistance. And there's a law of the universe that basically says that every action will be met with a reaction of equal and opposing force.
Yeah, which is the physics, laws of physics, right?
That's all part of that, yep.
Mm-hmm. It has to happen. So, and thought is energy. Energy put into physical action and creates the results we have today. So the more we think the thoughts we want, the more they have to become real.
Well, this is it. So, and this is why I say the basis of my focus is one thing, and that is allowing my energy to flow freely. And that's it. Because as soon as I bring into my mind that plus, what am I going to get out of it? That thought right there is resistance. And, so I agree with it. It's the thoughts are creative one way or another, good, bad, right, or wrong. You're going to get what you think.
Yes, true enough.
So anyhow, it really comes down to, in my view, why we do what we do. And then once one has decided that I have the choice, the free will choice, to give my energy freely, then he can make that choice, and that choice cannot be refused. There's nothing that can stop you from doing that.
No, I wouldn't think so, except for yourself.
Could we let Vic talk about the program and have comments later at the end, please?
About what program? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Okay, fair enough. Okay. Yep, good point. So we'll get into the questions and comments and stuff at the end of the chit chat.
Apologies.
No worries, and thanks for the suggestion there. So anyhow, that's the basis of the program, the Pay It Forward program, but also recognizing now that we are in law, if you will, that we are the source of credit, not under law or anything like that, but it's again, like we talked on the last call, it's like we dip under our pocket and there's unlimited credit there that we can just hand over in satisfaction or payment in satisfaction of a contractual obligation of some sort. So as creators and allowing our energy to flow freely in law, that would equate into credit. And so if we allow 100% of our credit, source of the funds, if you will, in that we're the source of credit. But at no time do we actually need to touch the money. And but it's the money that flows out from our credit that goes into circulation that funds the whole system, powers the whole system, and it's only when it comes from us, through source here, rather than us being its collateral debtors to the government for the debt obligations and securities it issues in order to fund its affairs and the infrastructure, like building of highways and stuff. Other programs, when it comes directly from us, there is no debt associated with it at all. There's no obligation to pay a principal amount back, and there's no obligation to pay interest because there is no interest. And so this is basically the two things that are being put out to the so-called other powers to be in the letter from the trustee, that one, we have the choice to give our energy freely and unconditionally, which is basically giving your life. Now, if you look at this from an investment perspective, looking on the other side of the fence, you're going to say, okay, why would we do this? Why would we accept this? We see that even and the bottom line is, too, is part number two is here. This is how we fund government, as discussed in the last call, because we're the source now of that interest-free, debt-free currency, and it flows through the system and through taxation, and because we don't need to take the employment income, all of that can go over into the treasury and fund public business, again, debt-free. But if you look at this thing from an investment perspective, for example, a bank, they buy a note as an investment, so they you want a $10,000 loan, you give them a promise to pay, blah, blah, and agree that you're going to pay them back, so banking business is that they make investments into these kind of instruments, financial instruments for investment purposes. And the investment return is the interest. So, but if you look at, that's what happens with banks, and that's why the government bonds, so on and so forth. That's why the people purchase them. You know, your institutions purchase them. They don't purchase them just for the sake of purchasing dollar for dollar. There's got to be some kind of benefit or gain. That's how it works on the financial side of the equation, increase. But if we look at ourselves now, in the bigger picture, as not only the source of credit, but as an investment, what fool would not invest in people who is receiving 100% of the benefit of the energy of the people? In other words, by giving 100% of our energy, the return on investment is 100%. Not 2% or 4%. If they're getting 100% of our energy for free. And all we end up with at the end of the day is the use of stuff. It's not ownership, it's use of stuff. So when the body moves on, the stuff stays here and it still belongs into the trust or the estate, Canada, whatever you want to call it. But the investment here, from an investment perspective, is that it is a 100% return. As opposed to, like I say, a 4% or 2% or 7%, whatever, they get on government bonds, so on and so forth. So there is no better investment don't know if that makes sense to you, but if you ponder on that.
Well, I would think the banks are making at least 100 to 110% on our money.
Well, no, they're not. There's more going on there than meets the eye, but remember, that principle does not belong to the bank, and the interest does, but somehow the federal government's getting a big chunk of that, and there's some kind of connection there. But I'm speaking from our own sake when we make up the choice to give of our energy 100% unconditionally. There's nothing they can do to stop that. But the system will receive a 100% benefit of our energy in terms of dollars and cents, regardless of what you do. And at the same time, you've given all you have to give. There's nothing else that you can possibly give. By giving your energy freely, you have given your life. And in that sense, and there's no greater thing a man can do or a woman can do than that right there. And again, I've mentioned it before, the book Eyes of an Angel, and they talk about that in there. The author gets to travel to the other side, wherever, whatever that is, and I can't say it's all true, but it sure resonated with me, so I believe it to be true. And again, it was discussed there that the greatest thing a soul can do is to give its life for another. So, and that's just really speaking that we're love beings or being, and that's our true purpose in nature. And so I think it really comes down to, at the end of the day, that the major thing that's going to make this work or happen is our willingness to give freely of our energy. It really, at the end of the day, it comes down to that right there. Aside from everything else, it's part of the information being presented. It's that one right there that they can do nothing about. And not that they intend to do anything about it, because as I say, from my perspective, everything outside of me, including in me, but outside of me, no matter who I'm talking to or who I think I'm communicating to, I'm communicating with God, if you will, and God's just looking to see what my intentions are, and if my intentions are in harmony with His, then are basically expressing His, and Christ says that in His letters, that our eventual purpose is to express the divine, and I have no problem accepting that. I can see what happens when man doesn't express the divine within him, and which is the opposite of the divine, really, death and destruction. So we've got a consciousness in us to let go of, and in letting go of that consciousness, it's not finding in the divine consciousness that's within us. It's just letting go of this other human consciousness or ego, if you will, allows that light to shine. But at the end of the day, it comes down to is whether or not you folks, you know, with the Pay It Forward program, accept whether or not the giving of 100% of your energy freely and unconditionally is the way out of the box. And again, I'm not here to force that on anybody or whatever, and that's just something everyone does their own soul searching, I guess. And I must share that I've had a lot of feedback in the last couple of weeks from people that just out of the blue respond back, and I know their sincerity, but they're basically saying it is the way. It's obviously resonating with these people, and it's not so much of a conscious decision as it is a feeling. And from that feeling comes the knowingness, I guess. And there's been a lot of really positive feedback in that sense. And I've also talked with other people in the last couple of weeks to see that everything they're doing right now is for what purpose? Round and round in circles, you know, we cut the grass and it grows, we cut the grass and it grows, and we do the dishes and they're dirty, and we do the dishes and they're dirty, and we wash the car and it's dirty, and we wash the car and it's dirty, but there's no real headway or purpose in any of that. And we feel good for a little while, we go shopping and bring the stuff home and, you know, new TV, whatever, and feel good for a while, but then it's just the TV over in the corner again, and that feeling is gone. So I think we're always searching for something here, and I think at the end of the day, what we're really searching for is to see who and what we really are, so we can express ourselves, our true nature and our true purpose freely, and without any limitations imposed by, well, that result from partaking in the money game.
Vic, have you sent the letter off yet?
Yep.
You mentioned last week the letter was going to go off.
Yep, just went out, actually. So that's the first go-round with the first batch of people.
You mentioned some people who had sent a notice, hadn't heard from, say, CRA. Now, does that mean sometimes not hearing from CRA means one could question what that means. They may come back a year or two from now.
Well, sure, and all we were saying there is those that I'm aware of and that made the offer of 100% return of tax, which is where we were then in our thinking,
mm-hmm.
have not heard from the CRA.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not doing that now. We're doing the pay it forward, and we're not making assumptions here. We're opening up a line of communication to have this thing settled. You know, where the parties come face-to-face kind of thing and say, yep, okay, this is done. So there's no hypothetical or unknowns, if you get my meaning here.
And so now the letter's sent off. What are you waiting for?
Just I've asked them to get to send somebody with the property authority to speak to the matter to get in touch with me.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. So anyhow, and yeah, just again, we've changed the name of the process. It's no longer return or 100% return of tax, and the main reason for the change of that perspective is that since we are the source, if we're asking the government asking for a return to source, we're asking for a return to ourselves. And that would be totally opposite of being of giving unconditionally and freely. So when we were dealing in the money system, that makes sense. But when we see ourselves that we don't have to be in that system, it doesn't make sense. What does make sense is to allow our energy to flow freely from us, recognizing ourselves now as a source of credit, if you will. And so that's what we call it, pay it forward. Maybe even that's a bit of a misnomer, but in any case, we're just allowing energy that we receive freely to come to and pass to and through us. And so in that sense, we're paying it forward. That was the main reason for changing it from 100% return of tax, would be to return the energy to ourselves, and that's all we want to do here. That's not how it works. So anyhow, that's kind of the basic bottom line. But I know for certain that there's no way that the government can stop anybody from doing the unconditional giving thing. And that in so doing, and it's also expressed in this letter that the trustee sends, just because since this whole thing did start on the issue of taxation, and the taxation is a serious burden and does seriously affect the purchasing power of the people, these things are part of that letter as well. In fact, those who the letter was sent on behalf of this week got to read part of that letter, as well anyone that partakes before it gets sent, because I need your agreement with the content before I send it in, because it's based on that we have discussed this and we've discussed that. So again, and I can't very well send that letter out on your behalf if we haven't, on that basis, if we haven't discussed it. And again, there's strength in numbers, so it's not a letter going out for each individual. It's one letter with however people are on the on the roll at the time. So I would say the next letter would probably go out next week. But so anyhow, we, as the source of credit here, we are the basis of the entire system, and when we let it flow freely, then we are funding the system, and the whole concept that we're beneficiaries goes out the window. There's no need for us to touch the money. Again, we never needed to touch the money.
Well, there's no money there to touch anyway. It's just credits.
Yeah, well, whatever you want to call it, but the point is it's the consideration why we do what we do, rather than just allowing our energy to flow freely.
Mm-hmm. Do it for the freedom. The money is the benefit.
Yep. Which comes with benefit legally comes a detriment.
Mm-hmm.
Corresponding liability of some kind.
But they've been using our energy and putting it back into that fund for an awful long time.
Well, we've been giving that energy, but if we could just hold off on the comments until after I'm done here, which won't be very long, then we'll open up the floor for your comments and questions and stuff. So there's a lot in the letter that the trustee sends. It kind of brings things into scope. But culminates in a couple proposals being put on the table. But again, not coming from a perspective that we're asking the Crown, will you please accept this? that would be basically to put another God before us again, which got us in this mess in the first place, and that other God could be the ego, you know, me, greed, selfishness. We're also taking responsibility in that letter. We're recognizing that, yeah, as much as I can blame you guys for what happened to me, I really got to take some responsibility. I got to take responsibility myself for what happened to me. So it's really trying to keep the letter smooth and level-headed. And like I say, as much as we could blame them, we got to take responsibility and blame ourselves. Not that blaming does anything, but just to so that all the negative energies dissolve here. And it's really in the letter has to be expressed, I believe, and felt from the parties that receive it, that we're sincere about what we're doing. And of course, we are putting our money where our mouth is in the Pay It Forward program. We're saying this is basically how we're going to do it. Now we have to express our true nature and purpose, which is the giving freely of our energy. And here's the proposals how we can do that, which we're going to do anyhow. But here's the benefit to the whole system. Here's the benefit to government. Here's the benefit to the businesses, the corporations. There will be no need for bailouts. Not that we're getting into all of this stuff. It's not relevant, but there would be no need for bailouts. It would basically, we're going from a debt currency to an interest-free currency. And as I put in the email today, no, the government cannot do that without us. It's already drawing on our energy now, so it was just discussed there, to fund it so that it can meet its financial obligations. But the only reason it's drawing on us is because we're not giving it. Once we give it, and the drawing stops. And I know at times it can seem kind of crazy that that's what it takes to free oneself of the box. But when you look at what's actually happening now to everyone, being taxed, and consider that it's because I'm not allowing 100% of my energy to flow freely, is why I'm being taxed. And allowing that 100% of your energy to flow freely, in other words, love is the consideration, no longer money here. I'm just doing this for the love of y'all here. I don't want anything. And but the energy ends up into the system freely, and so it's, again, we go from a debt-based currency to an interest-free currency, and eventually, as more and more people catch on and give it freely of their energy, once everyone's on board, then we won't need money anymore. But that'd be a long-distant future date for that. In the meantime, those who choose can leave the box. And again, I believe there's no other way than to do the love thing. You know, I think that's kind of all I got to say. If there's any questions, now would be a good time, or comments, whatever. And if you want to talk or be heard, you have to press *6 to unmute.
Rick, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Yeah, I missed, I got a recording, but I'd need to get you to unmute if I muted everybody, and then they can unmute if you want to do it that way, and like quiet the call down again.
What are you talking about?
Well, everybody's open right now. There's not very many on the call, but if you want me to mute everybody out, then they would have to unmute at that point.
Yeah, well, I don't have any problem. There's no noise there right now, really.
Okay.
Rick, I have a question.
Fire away.
I guess it's a depressing question on everyone's mind. I get their head around this. What you're saying resonates with me as I believe it resonates with most people. I guess the big question is, once we're out of the system, how do we sustain ourselves and our families and our responsibilities to other spirits?
Well, first off, again, that just starts by offering your energy freely. But if you're asking about the physical aspects, like the physical needs of the body, if you will, so on and so forth, again, is the source of credit. The whole idea there is that we can fund our own way. In other words, we don't need to, the government doesn't need to put up bonds or to put any backing up, which is backed by us at the end of the day, that currency can flow to the banking institutions. We are the source of credit. And in other words, one of the proposals is that our note is accepted at a bank or the Bank of Canada. for deposit for whatever amount accepted in exchange for legal tender. I'm just putting this in simple terms. And so let's say you need, again, $50 for gasoline, so you go to the bank or whatever happens here, the finality, again, is that this is the part to be worked out really with the other powers to be, is how do you guys want to manage this? So without knowing exactly which bank you would take your note to, I believe they all end up, or they're held in for the Bank of Canada anyhow, I believe. But regardless of that, whatever bank your note is accepted at, you take your note to that bank once you're known to be out of the box and giving your energy freely, of course. Your note is accepted at a bank for whatever amount of money you need. So the bank accepts the note and whatever value is on it, plus the bank fee included on the note. And the bank gives you the legal tender or a check made payable to whoever, whatever, for whatever service or goods or whatever it is you're contracting for. And that's it.
That's reliant on what the government comes back with with regard to this proposal.
Well, in that sense, yes. In the other sense is, again, though, is I believe we never had to be in this money game in the first place, and that's what's got us in bondage. In other words, just by saying no to the money, I'm here to give unconditionally of myself, is my view, is the key.
I see. So they're probably just waiting for us to be able to come forth with that and say, okay, finally, now we can get on with the real game at hand.
Well, that's right, because like I say, at that point, there's no debt anywhere. It's like your energy now is basically your entire existence, no matter what you do, is 100% a benefit to Canada.
Vic, if you don't hear back from them, then what do you do?
I expect to hear back from them, but if we don't hear back from them, as I expressed to a gentleman on a phone call today, is this is like a step in an administrative process, if you will. And that is, you know, let's just use a simple example here, but we look at the government as our brother. And, you know, if you have an incident with your neighbor, let's say your neighbor tree in your neighbor's yard falls over and damages the roof on your garage, first thing you do, if that were to happen, would be to go to your neighbor. And that's the first step in the process. You would go to your neighbor and say, hey, George, or whatever, tree's falling on my garage, what are we going to do about this? And your neighbor, let's say your neighbor walks away. He just says, screw you. Well, then you go back in the house and you write up a letter now. And you send the letter to your neighbor saying, like, you know, I came over to talk to you about the tree situation. Your tree fell on my garage and damaged it here. I just want to know what you're going to do about it. And when I came over to talk to you, you walked away. But in any case, I'm just asking again through the letter here, what are you going to do about it? That's step two of the administrative process or part of the administrative process. And if your neighbor still, at that point, it doesn't want to come to the table, then you have now completed your administrative process, basically, and now you would go to the court.
Classic.
Now you can say to the court, I went to my neighbor twice, or once, whatever, but I went to my neighbor first to settle this, and he wasn't willing to negotiate or talk or anything. And the fact is here's the evidence that the tree from his yard fell into my garage, and here's estimates for the damages, and so I need a judgment against this guy for this much money.
And how long do you wait to have a response?
I give at least 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, you may not expect that when you're dealing with your neighbor, but here when you're dealing with the government, not that they're slow, it's just I figure they get a lot of mail. They're probably very busy in the mail department there.
Nick, do you have anything to give you a good indication that they will be responsive? This is what they want to see happen because it makes absolute sense to us. It's going to make sense to them. And they'll be very responsive in being able to give us what we require, providing we give ourselves freely to them.
Well, the letter from the trustee has, for lack of better words, I'll call them motivating factors. You know, to motivate the government to say, well, okay, well, this is a really good offer here or a good proposal. It's better to take this than to let it go the other way, because if it goes the other way, a lot could happen. It's not good. And put that in perspective, first off, is, as we talked, I think, last call, is that when it's Her Majesty that's on the hook for these bonds. And so the Her Majesty is the principal debtor. And you can go on the Internet and read up on government securities and government debt, and you'll see that the government is actually the one on the hook. That's the principal debtor. However, Her Majesty doesn't have the means to meet those financial obligations, being interest on money or the repayment of the money. And that's where we come in as the collateral debtor. Those obligations, Her Majesty's obligations, are being met by us through taxation in our industry. Remember, there's the Bank of Canada versus the Bank of Montreal, where the court talks in there about what backs the money, and he talks about that the government issues the treasury bills, and, you know, aside from having the printing press, they put up the treasury bills and so on and so forth, and those obligations are met by the industry of the people. So it's just another way of saying exactly what the Standing Committee minutes is in the Standing Committee minutes on commerce and banking. It's the people that constitute the basis of government credit, because if you take the people out of the equation, there's no way that Her Majesty can ever meet those obligations. So Her Majesty is the principal debtor, the people are the collateral debtor, and when the collateral debtor pays the debt for the principal debtor, the principal debtor is indebted to the collateral debtor. Okay, now and that's in absence of evidence to an agreement to the contrary, which there is no such agreement here. Not only did we not agree to this knowingly, this state of affairs, how the banking and financial system currently works, no, we were not informed. We didn't do anything here knowingly. However, in the letter from the trustee, we're not getting into that, well, you didn't tell us this and that. We're just saying that we were not aware of this, and we would not do something like this had we known the consequences and had we known the alternative. And again, one is the issue of debt-free currency. The other is the issue of interest-free currency. Those are the two options on the table. And but again, it requires us to be in the loop to allow our energy to flow freely. That there's no need to put up interest-bearing bonds. It would be funded by our non-interest-bearing promissory notes instead. And the one is we're pointing out that Her Majesty is the principal debtor. We are the collateral debtor. And for every nickel that the principal debtor that we pay for, and this is measured first off in income taxes, for every dollar people have paid through income taxes, people are owed that amount of money. And but that's not what this is about, getting the money back. It just makes the point that we all have a claim here, if we so choose, against the government. Us as the collateral debtor. That's the way the law works. If you read the provincial province of Ontario Mercantile Law Amendment Act, where it talks about a surety. Again, I'm not saying that this is a surety situation, but it's basically the same thing as a collateral debtor. And if the surety pays the debt of the principal debtor, then the principal debtor is indebted to the surety. And the surety is entitled to all sorts of goodies from the principal debtor. So anyhow, the main point of that is just to establish that, yes, there is a situation here where the principal debtor is indebted to the collateral debtor. However, in the proposals is that we forgive that debt.
Wouldn't the original debt be long since paid off, since the dividends being returned to the investment would have already surpassed the original investment?
Nope. And the evidence of that is the increasing national and public debt, private and public debt.
So okay, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Principal amount of money is created, but the interest portion is not, and so there's no way to pay that. Now, sure, the government can say, well, we owe you $11 billion this month, so here's a bond for $11 billion. But next month, we're going to owe you $12 billion because there's $1 billion of interest, and so next month they issue a bond for $12 billion, but then the next one is $13.5 billion.
It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And as they tax it, it just takes that much more of the currency off the market. Just makes that much less for the people to pay the bills, and then that much more they have to borrow.
We don't need to go, and you're right, but we don't need to go down that road. The main thing I want to stick to here is what's in the letter. And again, there's the principal debtor and the collateral debtor, and the collateral debtor does have a claim against the principal debtor legally. And but we're not, again, we're not even suggesting the claim in there, but that's in the letter anyhow, and that's what I call a motivating factor. And compounded by that, we are forgiving that debt. So when you offer to forgive someone's debt and they refuse it, well, then they got to pay.
Yes, true enough.
So there's another motivating factor, and but this is, again, we're really I'm speaking in terms of duality here, but really the letter is written from a singular perspective, which is all, it's just coming from love, you know, pointing out some certain facts, but coming from just the energy is flowing from us outward. So there's no finger pointing here. It's just, like I say, laying out some basic facts, because the real foundation of the letter is, hey, we can help. And we're not doing this to help us. We're doing this to help you. We're taking us out of the equation, because everyone, when they communicate with government, they've always got some kind of personal thing in there about themselves. And this is why they meet, you don't get responses, and I believe, and this is why you meet resistance, and because it's always about me, you know, and I'm guilty myself. And I go back to some letters even I've written 3-4 months ago, and I want to use them for, I wouldn't even use them for toilet paper. That's bad.
That badly put together, huh?
Well, aside from it's a bit brittle, but the point is, anyhow, there's a couple motivating factors in that letter. And, but again, it's important that we're not coming from the perspective that we don't need government, but we're not coming from the perspective that we need government. We're basically coming from the perspective we've discussed certain things here. Based on our discussions and our findings and so on and so forth, we all agree on these following points. And there's no argument that Canada or Her Majesty cannot meet the obligations that it requires the people in the equation to do that. So the only question is, really, how are we getting this energy from the people? In the form of taxation, or because they're giving us 100%?
Well, sure as heck isn't in the form of taxation.
Well, that's how it's happening right now, is what I'm saying, I guess.
They're taking it from you.
But they're, yeah, well, they're taking it from us, but it isn't doing any damn good towards anything at all. It's just money being milked.
Well, sure, but that's because of our choice at the end of the day not to allow our energy freely, is my point here. And when we allow it to our energy to flow freely, then we become the funders of the system rather than covering Her Majesty's obligations. We're picking up the whole thing. There's nowhere else to go but us. We're the source of credit. So once we let it flow from us, there's no repayment. We're saying, here, we're spending our energy into the economy, our credit into the economy, and we don't want any of it back. Oh, if I have a business and I'm self-employed, or I like to work over there and get doing a job over there, I don't need the income. You take it.
Take it.
I can issue my own credit to meet my obligations as they come due. So I don't need to work for the money to meet those obligations. That's what's got us in the mess in the first place.
As long as you can meet your obligations, then working, doing what it is that you like to do for nothing works for me.
Well, that's what all of this is about, is ultimately is to free up the creative capability of everyone, is to free up the system from debt. That's what's limiting here.
And or be able to operate with a bill of sale.
Well, not even get into that stuff. At the end of the day, it should be very simple for us. You know, there's all of these administrative bodies that are experts at what they do, and that's probably why they were constructed in the first place, was to manage these things, but we all wanted to took the greed and selfish route, and so instead of those institutions serving us, they're drawing on us because we're not serving them. We're not serving our creation. We're withholding energy from our creation, and it's our creation is saying, hey, you created me now. I'm fighting for my survival here. Give me something to live on.
Yeah, exactly.
How does this new, I don't know if the letter to the trustee or the letter that you have sent is different from what you've possibly thought of before, but if somebody had a question
far
from
different, far, different, far, far, far different than the one that was sent out over a month ago.
But if somebody was to have a problem with CRA, they were to send, have CRA notify you so that you would be able to respond.
Sorry, you lost me here now.
If somebody had a problem with CRA and they were already involved with the program, and CRA contacted me, for instance, I would notify them that to contact you, being the trustee.
That's correct. That's correct. And that information, the contact information, is in the trust agreement.
Right. I didn't know if there was anything changed since you have now changed it to pay it forward.
No.
And
No.
Okay.
Nope. So yeah, if you're in the program, then CRA contacts you, then you you just provide them with the you phone them up or send them a letter, and probably better if you just send a letter to whatever office contacted you to give them a heads up.
Right.
But like I said, in the letter that goes out to about 16 different locations, and half of those are the CRA tax centers across the country, and then it filters down from there to whatever branch is covering for your area, so they will. Once they receive the letter, and those that are on it right now, then they will be aware that there's a trustee in the equation. But they'll also be aware of the bigger picture, you see, and we're recognizing now, or I do anyhow, and I think most of you do, is that taking an income that has us subjected to the Income Tax Act. And plain and simple, if you do not have an income, you are not subject to the Income Tax Act. That doesn't mean you just go live in the woods, or do you say, well, I'm going to get rid of my social insurance number and run and hide from all of this and just do under-the-table stuff. That's just not really free living either. There's still limitations on potential, and I'm not saying people aren't happy doing that, but the point is it's not about that at the end of the day.
I have a question.
Yes.
On the trust thing, you see that going beyond just income tax with the government?
On
the part of the trustee.
I'm sorry, say that again? I got
on the part of the trustee. The trust agreement seems to refer to just income tax matters with the government at this point in time. But can you see that going to a man or a woman purchasing some item and then having the trustee get involved in that?
No. All we're doing here is this process is to go to the upper echelon of the governing bodies that regulate all of those things you're talking about there, to let them know that we're the source of credit here and this is how we're going to live our lives.
Yep. Okay.
So that at the end of the day, like I said, our notes, and this is just an example, I'm not saying this is the case, but we're putting it on the table because the fact of the matter is it's our energy already that backs the government bonds, which are nothing more than a promise to pay. It's our energy that backs the promises to pay that one gives to a bank when he gets a loan. The only difference here is now we're recognizing that we are the source of credit rather than the government or the banks being the source of credit. No, it's not them, it's us. So we can issue our credit to ourselves freely.
In what form?
For example, through a promissory note. Except there's no. You don't have to pay yourself back. you give a bank a promissory note right now, but you do it on the basis you're going to pay the bank back. This here is not to go to the bank to get the bank to accept my non-interest bearing, no fixed date of maturity note accepted. It's to get the government to make it that my note is accepted at a bank. Or the Bank of Canada, or for the government just to come back and say, well, here, we don't need you to do all of that. Just sign here. And you're out of the box, and here's the golden credit card, because we know that everything you're going to use this credit card for, which has never been for you anyhow, but we know now for sure that you're not doing it for you. Because you said you're giving your energy freely, and if you didn't put that on the table, how would we know? But now that you put it on the table, and you've actually said, take all of the income, now we know by your actions that you're actually giving your energy freely. And that's a benefit to Canada, because doing it the other way is killing the country. It's killing people.
So we're shooting for a credit card down the road somewhere, right?
Well, it's something like that. I'm not saying exactly that, but just to create the picture in your mind how you might, you know, fund your way, if you will, how your credit can flow from you to you. Pardon me, to you from God, through you, through that credit card to the vendor.
Good idea.
But that's the basic gist of it. And so again, you know, the way we're presently doing things is what's bringing the country down. I firmly believe that when the Minister of Finance put out that request to, for suggestions for changing the financial system, a whole bunch of us did that, but now it's time to step up to the plate and say, well, here, we are the solution, and we're here to help. Nothing else, everything else is just a Band-Aid. And if this thing is not accepted, and this is why another reason I say it would be ridiculous that it's not accepted, is because to not accept this free currency, this free energy, is to keep everything in bondage, is to say this ship is going to sink. And I don't care what people say about, well, they want that to happen. I don't care about that. I care about what I do in that.
I have a question.
I don't believe anyone wants that to happen. I just think that the government's there. Look, our hands are tied here, folks. They can't come out and say that publicly because people that do that tend to get shot. But doing it privately is a different story. I don't see the government coming out there and say, look, people, we need you to give us your energy freely. So you know how many people are going to turn around and say, screw you? And so it's a spiritual thing. When people wake up to that, then they offer it. They don't have to be asked. Love doesn't wait to be asked. It comes up and offers. So, again, the government does not have, Their Majesty does not have the means to meet her financial obligations. The system has been constructed on the basis that runs the system for the time being, keeps it going, although just merely chugging along. But even what's happening right now, it is our energy that is making those Her Majesty's obligations good. So if our energy can make her obligations good without a credit check, then my energy can make my promises to pay just as good without a credit check. And no need to repay myself, because as the source of the credit, being a lover, I'm here to provide the energy, not give it out and get it back. Or not create it and just keep it within myself. It's pointless.
Because this trust agreement's been accepted by them?
Yeah.
You've got some letters back or calls or something that says they've...
Nope, as I shared in previous calls, that it's been accepted even in criminal proceedings.
Okay, no, this is our first call, so I'm
Okay.
Not up to snuff.
Sorry, yep. It's been accepted. The point is, it's not whether they accept it. It's an agreement. It's an agreement. They can't trespass.
Vic, a question.
As long as an agreement is not made or contract is not an illegal consideration or for an illegal consideration like drugs or something, like illegal drugs, nobody can interfere with that agreement. Only the parties to it can dispute it or argue over it or kill it.
And they've not done any of those things.
They can't. But as I say, it's been accepted even in criminal proceedings where a man who was a former lawyer has been refused standing to represent people. But when they did out the trust agreement, boom, no problem.
Thank you.
So, well, Vic, a question about the government. Does it not have a contractual obligation with the Bank of Canada that the only issue of credit is through the interest-backed currency?
I've never seen any such agreement.
Vic, to whom was the letter sent?
About 16 different addresses.
Okay.
Like you say, eight of them were Canada Revenue Tax Centers.
And who would you hear back from, though? You wouldn't be hearing back from all 16, would you?
Well, like I said in the letter, I've asked that someone with the authority to speak to this matter gets in touch with me. See, the main reason for including the CRA tax centers is so that would put them on notice through this information that there's something on the table here that takes, you better stand down until we get this figured out. So let's take this to Ottawa, and they're obligated, from what I understand, these agents, when they get something that's out of the norm, to get it to the Department of Justice. That's their job to do that, not mine. So we did not include the Department of Justice or Attorney General of Canada here as one of those contacts. But we have gone to the Receiver General, for example, the Minister of Finance, the Minister of National Revenue, the Governor General, Treasury Board, others.
Have you sent quite a few letters out on behalf of people with this?
Oh, just the first one.
Okay.
And the reason I'm doing that is because I know there's stuff in the mail, so I hang on as long as I feel is reasonable, you know, so there's a good number of people on the letter.
Mm-hmm.
but it really, folks, it really comes down to, and if you think about it, it's just when you let your energy flow freely, and that's your intention, there's nothing they can do about that. They can't stop and let you die because your energy's actually benefited in doing that. It's actually the opposite of what you might be thinking. It's 100% benefit to Canada, whereas doing things the way we are is damaging Canada. We're all partaking in that.
The way to get on board with this is to email you, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Because people come on board, do they just get added to the list, or do you create new letters for them, or do you wait?
Nope. Like I said, this is not a. There's no individual letter for each individual account.
I see. They just get added on, do they?
That's correct.
Correct.
So look at it this way: the more names that are on a letter, there's that much more power, because there's that much more people, energy, credit behind it.
What type of numbers do you have at the moment, Vic?
That's confidential.
I have a question regarding the letter.
Yep.
Is it notarized?
Nope.
Doesn't have to be?
Nope.
Yeah, are you want another piece?
No, all we're doing here, like I said, it's kind of like we're going to our neighbor to say, here's the situation and here's how we're gonna resolve it. And again, it's kind of coming from the perspective, well, your tree fell in my garage, but I'm here to help you.
I'm going to help you remove the tree.
If that makes any sense. Rather than claiming your tree damaged my house, coming more from the perspective, well, the truth is that your tree did damage my garage. I do have a claim, but I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to see how I can help you out.
When are you sending the next batch?
Sorry, you're breaking up there a bit.
Are you sending the next batch with us next week?
Okay, you're breaking up digitally. I'm only getting bits and pieces of what you're saying.
I just wanted to know if this is the next batch that is going to send. Will it be next week?
I would say so, yep. By the end of the week.
End of next week?
Yep, of a week tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, they're brought on a regular basis. As many come in, and they will go out. You know, I'm not going to sit there for weeks on time. If there's a gap where people aren't sending anything in, then I'm not going to make others wait for that. But right now, there's a nice little steady flow and allowing me to get grooved into the things and maintain my focus and just get the bugs worked out of, you know, recording and accounting and filing and all that sort of stuff here. So I'm totally on top of things and not second-guessing myself. Getting that confidence and you know, but the other thing is no question there's strength in numbers. In other words, if everyone in Canada, you know, somehow was to partake in the whole offer, it would be over.
Vic, I'm very interested in participating in the process, but I'm out of the country starting in 1 day for 2 weeks. Is that we're still able to do something when we come back?
Oh, totally, certainly, yep.
Okay.
Yep, but if you meet total silence, then we've all gone to heaven.
I think I'll have figured that out in by different cues already.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Yeah, exactly.
Kidding. Actually, that's one of the things, too, with the government is, you know, because there's always been this potential for a non-disclosure situation, but we put a stipulated in there that, you know, one of our purposes is to help others free themselves in the nation of debt.
Right.
You know, we're not coming across like this is about us at all. We're coming across like here's how we can help. And it's really, as I say, so if they were to refuse this and it went to the court, or any reasonable man looks at it, they're going to say you're a fool. You turn down forgiveness of debts, you turn down this, you turn down free money, you turn down free energy, you turn down this and that. For what? So you could get a little bit in taxes?
Well, you think they would be jumping right on top of that. I mean, they did take down the Twin Towers so they could get rid of a lot of the evidence.
Well, yeah. So the story goes, and that may be correct.
Well,
I wouldn't put anything past them.
But that's why I put I stipulate that we have the choice that we can give our that we can express our true purpose and nature. And, you know, that's coming again from spiritually allowing our energy to flow freely and unconditionally, and there's nothing they can do about that. Nothing. And it's, but like I say, and the motivation or my motivation for paying it forward is to allow my energy to flow freely and unconditionally. Because I know, without actually having gotten there yet, it's kind of how the conversation with God, God says that you can know, but you don't have the... You have to have the experience, and so that's the unknowing. That's the stepping into where we haven't gone before. We know, or I know, the consequences of not allowing my energy to flow freely. And I know that, again, I'm just sharing my knowingness here. I'm not saying it's your knowingness. That creator of all was one big act of total giving, no withholding of anything. Asking it is given. There's none of this. There's no conditions or terms or anything attached. And that's who and what I am, and I would say is who and what you are. And so to be our, to express our true nature and purpose is to allow our energy or give of ourselves freely and unconditionally. And it is then that all the doors open up. And every spiritual teacher, the underlying theme is the same thing. Unconditional giving. Love.
What they're all trying to achieve. They all seem to be coming quite short of it, though, don't they?
Well, a lot of them, yes, I agree. and I'm not claiming that I'm any further ahead than any of them. I just like I say, what I do know is the energy has to flow freely at the end of the day, and that taking the money and do it has even if you're to say, like, I'm not doing this for the money, but you're taking a paycheck. Well, the evidence is you're doing it for the money because you do have the choice to give up your energy freely.
Exactly, but if you're going to take this to court, then you're going to have some money to take them to court.
Yep, and that's part of what the funds for this whole fee is about.
Yeah. That's what I assumed it would be as well. I couldn't see somebody who was doing something for free or with the essence of doing something for free be asking for money. I mean, for someone to have to pay for his freedom, to me, is ludicrous to me.
Well, I agree with that, but it depends how you look at it. I think we've all paid a lot in different ways.
Yeah, we've all paid in more ways than one. But, you know, bottom line is if they're going to turn down the wisdom of the ages, then we're going to have to fight them, and that's going to require, unfortunately, what they call money.
Yep, and like I say, part of the proceeds from this fee that we're doing here is dedicated for that.
Yes.
So, but I agree with
that. Seminars or anything like that out here in BC?
I'm sorry?
Do you do any seminars or any talks like that out here in BC at all?
I haven't been out there since 2002.
Oh, geez, I was just back in Newmarket here just last week. I should have got your phone number and went to talk with you. We could have had a brilliant conversation.
I'll keep that in mind next time.
Oh, yeah, well, you and I think an awful lot alike, my friend, in more ways than one.
Well, I think people on this call, most people are thinking this kind of the same thing, and you know, and so it's we've paid a price in terms of experience. And I think kind of coming to the point now that collectively or unconsciously or consciously that, you know, it's the way we're doing things is not in harmony with who and what we are or the design of creation itself. So,
mm-hmm. Well, it's becoming to that spiritual or conscious awakening, realizing who it is and what it is you actually are. I agree with it completely.
And I think the system pushing on people really hard right now is good. Although they may not feel that way at the time, but that's what causes people to start searching for other answers.
Reasons why I started searching for other answers.
So it's all good in that sense. And that's just all part of the suffering. You suffer long enough, you start looking for a way to stop suffering.
Yeah, bottom line.
When you start to see why you're suffering. What is it you only going to cause this upon myself? So, is there more questions?
Anybody in Alberta or BC that does seminars on the way you are looking at things?
Not to my knowledge.
No way.
No, I speak for myself.
We should maybe get together and maybe do some kind of organizing with some kind of seminar groups.
Well, I'm just possibly, if it's meant to happen, it'll happen. I'm not going to force anything to happen, and... like even this program here, other than the calls, it just kind of put a bit of information out in the emails. But once it's put out there, and I think those who are meant to receive it and partake will, and in their own due time. It really is a spiritual decision here, and
yes, it is. It's a spiritual awakening as well as the financial awakening as well.
Any other questions?
I have one.
Okay.
I'm Bev from Dauphin, Manitoba. I was given this number just today, but I have heard about this from someone locally here, and I'm very interested in it. It's just that right now I've got something rather serious going on in my life, and this may not be the time or the place to ask the question, but he suggested that I call in and ask, and just in case there is anybody out there that can give me any advice that would help me quite quickly. My son was killed in Edmonton, Alberta, on October the 29th, 2008, by the Edmonton police with a taser. He was tasered 5 or 6 times. Of course, it's taken a very long time for the truth to come out. I have managed to find a human rights lawyer to help me with the fatality inquiry. He can only help me for 1 week pro bono. The information he has received so far tells him that the inquiry should actually last possibly up to 3 months. We are basically being shut out of the inquiry. We are not allowed to testify or call witnesses. We put an application forth to the judge to grant us funding, so to cover my lawyer's legal fees. It was denied very quickly, although when Taser International asked to be included in the inquiry, their request was granted the same day. Now, the Attorney General in Alberta is the one who was supposed to make the final decision as to whether we would receive funding or not for the inquiry. One question I have is, how can she make the decision if she is never allowed to even see the application? The judge has blocked that.
You're talking about for funding.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
You're talking about the application for funding?
Yeah, it will never get to the Attorney General. I don't know if there's anybody there that can help me with any of this. This was all over the news 2 years ago. I'm haven't filed the lawsuit. I'm trying to get the truth to come out and prevent other people from being killed by this torture device.
Yep. I'm sorry for your loss there.
Thank you. I knew that within the first 6 weeks of this happening, I knew that there was going to be a cover-up. I found out that the team investigating the incident was actually ex-police officers. One of them actually even laughed at me when I pleaded with him to not send the tasers back to Taser International for testing. I asked him to send them to a place, one of the places that the CBC or CTV recommended. At that point, he didn't even know what kind of tasers they were, and he didn't know where they were, and he didn't know where they were being tested. He finally did get back to the CBC the next day to correct all his mistakes. One of which was the type of taser. He admitted they were actually the X26s, which are the worst kind, and that they were going to be sent to a lab in Canada for testing.
Okay.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
The only thing that comes to mind, and for your legal assistance there, is, and this may or may not work, but everyone's entitled to an interpreter.
Okay.
And do you speak legalese?
No.
Well, then you need an interpreter. That would be a lawyer.
Okay, I'm just writing this down. Okay, everyone is entitled to an interpreter?
Yep.
Okay, I don't speak. Okay, how would I word that? I don't speak legal.
Well, I'm just giving you the basis of it. You know, you just rationalize it with yourself and just ask yourself, do I know how to speak legalese, yes or no? And you say no. Well, that's what lawyers do. They speak legalese. So, you know, when courts often ask people, does anyone here need an interpreter?
Yeah.
We might often think, well, they're looking for a Cantonese interpreter or Japanese interpreter
right.
or Indian interpreter.
I need someone to interpret the law.
Exactly. So I would approach the situation myself and go to the court office or whatever there and ask, is it true that everyone has a right to an interpreter?
Yeah.
So maybe start with that, and then
okay.
go from there. And then they say yes. Well, then say good. Then I need a lawyer. I don't speak legalese, so I need an interpreter.
Okay. Okay. The other question is that if the Attorney General is the person who's supposed to make the final decision as to whether we were to get the funding for the lawyer, if she never sees the application, how can she do her job? And not only that, if
well, the Attorney General can appoint different people that represent the Attorney General, so it might have got in the hands of an agent of the Attorney General, which is considered to be the Attorney General.
Okay, well, it was a judge that said no to our application. Would he be considered that?
I would say probably not. He's to be impartial, right?
Yeah. And instead, he has basically blocked us out.
Well, again, and that's how I would be approaching it. And just, well, then next time however it's best to approach it. But, maybe if you're in the court last time, we can't turn back the hands of time. But, well, Your Honor, is everyone entitled to an interpreter? Yep. Well, then I don't speak legalese. I need an interpreter.
Okay, that might work.
That to mean you need a lawyer.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'm very interested in what...
In other words, they could be saying, we can look at that they're turning it down from a negative perspective, but we could also look at it, well, he's telling me something here. It could be that you could also, although I wouldn't do this, but this is kind of what the whole pay it forward process is about, issue your own remedy in the way of a promissory note.
Who would I make that promissory note to?
Well, you'd probably make it out to the lawyer, but this one, so I'm not saying you do that, but this is a part of the pay it forward process.
Yeah.
We can create, as much as we can create a liability, which we do, and if we, for example, we contract with a lawyer, he says, well, I need $5,000, then you've created a liability by agreeing to take his services, and the liability is you got to pay $5,000.
Right.
But we also have, as much as we have the ability to create liabilities in that sense, we also have the ability to create the remedy. And this is the whole point of the pay it forward process, though. And to take it to the higher levels and not deal with the local the local agents or lower level officers, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm not saying to draft up a note and give it to the lawyer. Not to say I can't, but it would require a longer conversation if I was to do that, how I would present the situation.
Yeah.
Starting with, I'm not born with any money. All I have is my life here. I don't own anything. I only own my life. So as far as I can tell, all I can offer you here is either my body, my flesh, or my signature on a promise to pay.
Yeah.
But
may I ask a question for this lady? If she was to make a promissory note, would she not have to have an offer in to begin with?
Well, yeah, you could discuss that even with the lawyer. You could say, look, I don't have money, but let's face the facts here. People are not born with money. Okay, but we are a source of energy. We are a source of credit. So if you were to use your expertise and draft up a note, a promise to pay, and I sign it, can you take that to the bank and get your money? Because when you start looking at the system, it's like you need money for this, you need money for that, you need money for this, you need money for that. But as long as we keep trying to comply with that, we're buying into the game.
Yeah.
Because the truth is, none of us is born with it. But we are born with energy. And so we took ourselves again from who and what we are into a world where we really don't belong. And I think that that's why they're not really friendly to us.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to help us come to a realization. Like, they're not there how they're helping me is by telling me, stop coming here. We're not here. We can't help you, but you can help yourself, kind of thing. So... because, the courts, I think, are really for the corporate side of things. And people just kind of lost the way. And
well, someone had suggested to me to do a corporate, oh, God, what is it called? I've lost the words for it.
I don't know. I can only offer you, that little bit of information there is all I know. Anything else would be speculation.
Yeah. Yeah, if you, even if you could just put the word out there, if there's anybody that can help me in any way with any other information, could I give you my name and phone number?
You just say it on the call here, yep.
Okay, it's, my name is Bev Grumelson. I live in Dauphin, Manitoba. The phone number is 1-204-638-3319, and I do have an answering machine, so if you leave me a message, I will call you back. And I thank you very much for listening to me. Thank you.
No problem, Bev. And again, condolences.
Thank you.
I lost a brother 25 years ago, so it wasn't my son, but I know the feeling.
Yeah. Okay, thank you again.
And you. Okay, do we have any questions back to the trust agreement thing? Pay it forward.
Well, nothing for me.
All right, well, I guess what time we got here?
So the trust agreement has been revised?
The agreement itself? Not really.
It's the same as the original that was sent out?
Yeah, when did you? There might have been one or two little teeny weeny minor changes to one that was done a month ago to the one that's out now, but there's nothing really relevant to the situation, so I would say no, it hasn't changed.
4 p.m. Except the pay for forward, the letter to the government has changed, right?
Oh, the letter has. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not the agreement itself, but the letter, yes. Oh, definitely.
Okay.
The letter is 5 pages. That includes all the addresses that it's sent to, the addressees, and then there's the one page that contains all the legal names and the social insurance, relative social insurance number. So it's really about three pages of information, if you will.
You say the Crown is the debtor, right?
Her Majesty, yep.
Well, the Governor General is the Crown's representative.
Yep, I know. But the Governor General is one of them on the list, or the, who's an addressee.
Because anybody under the Governor General is just an employee of the Crown. That is the Prime Minister of Canada.
Yep, yeah, and I'm not concerned about that either. It's but anyhow, the Governor General is one of the recipients of the mail.
Very good.
He's at the top of the list. The Prime Minister's at the end of the list.
I have a question.
Okay.
This is my first time in on this call. I've kind of been following everything that you've been saying for the last little while. I missed the last conference call, but there are playbacks on the last conference call. Is there not? That I can play back the call?
I believe so. I never listen to myself after a call, so I can't tell you exactly where it's at. Are you on the line, James?
Yeah, it's on the website under October 21st conference call.
That's all I need. I just need the date, and I'll go in there. I think there is a playback, because there is a playback for this conference call tonight. How do I sign up? How do I get involved? Do you need my name and information tonight?
No, if you want to, first off, if you want to get access to the website that James is talking about, you can send me an email and I can send you the link to that, and then you just go in there and register. It's free. It just gives you full access.
Wonderful.
And that way, any emails that are sent out or posted at the website, you can stay in touch that way. And they're also being, if you register for that service, they're being passed through that website, and you'll receive them directly via email.
Okay. Can I get the website?
How about I give you my email address, and then you can send me an email and ask for that.
Okay.
It's B as in Bob, B as in Bob.
Okay.
At Tritel, that's TRYTEL .net, NET.
Wonderful. So BB is small case letters?
Yep.
At TRYTEL .net.
Correct.
Wonderful.
Yep, just like I say, just ask for the website there.
Okay.
That's where all the ongoing information is, I believe you can access. I'll send you Jay's link, too, and because that's where he's got everything recorded there on his blog site. So I'll send you both of them.
There is one short question that I would like to ask, if I could. The A4V bills, the form, A4V and the IOD bills, the 1099?
Yep.
Now, is that something that I'm just going to back off of and just wait for this?
Well, that's your choice what you do there.
Okay.
I don't go for that at all.
Okay.
As my own opinion on the stuff. the 1099 is 1099 is about getting our credit back.
Right.
Which is contrary to love.
It is, yeah.
And I think that's another that just keeps the tax man coming. It does.
You're right. Yeah. I held off because it didn't feel right at the time. I wanted something simpler. I wanted something to make more sense, and this actually makes a lot more sense.
Well, you know, and you start listening to even the media and different TV shows and stuff
right.
talking away there, and they say how complicated it is. Then you just got to turn the TV and say, no, love is really simple.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Because it's when you think about that and you relate it to different things you hear in, throughout the day and the TV and your friends and stuff, it's real simple. The answer getting here is complicated, but the ultimate answer is very, very simple. And
right. Absolutely.
That's how life should be.
Absolutely. It should just flow. The process should flow very simply. And
yeah, naturally.
And as soon as I hear some complications in it, it doesn't feel right.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And I don't, you know, I've kind of said for quite a while, you know, man was not put on this planet to learn how to free himself by learning the law.
Mm-hmm.
Had to be simpler than that, and at the end of the day, it's surely enough, it's knowing thyself. And then you're kind of like your own lawmaker, you know, doing the love thing, and if you're doing the love thing, you're not damaging anyone, and that would be the last thing on your mind, if it even exists in your consciousness anymore, but yeah, it's all part of the process, and we get better at love, then we learn more about it, but we got to start doing it to learn more about it.
Well, I thank you very much for this call. It was it's a great call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for joining.
Hey, Vic, this is Steve out here in B.C.
Hey, Steve out there in B.C.
I've been doing a little bit of approaching with the banks with your letter.
Which letter?
And I haven't been getting a heck of a lot of response other than the fact that they're telling me that, you know, I have to go through all the different steps right up to the top of the bank.
Which letter are you talking about?
These are from Eldon. They were letters that came from Eldon for D-Tax Canada.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know anything about them, but...
Okay, it's about the bill of sale.
Okay.
It's about, you know, dealing with the bank, about having them honor the bill of sale or the promissory note, and of course, what it is that you're looking at doing here as far as the thing with the Minister of Finance, the working for, essentially for free, you know, working as a gift of love. I was supposed to be making an arrangement here with the regional vice president of the BMO bank here in BC here to talk to the upper person about being able to have them or we operate with a bill of sale through the bank.
All right, here, just allow me to interject here for a moment because I think I can sense where you're going with all of this, and just let me share my perspective on things. And I'm not saying the banker is the bad guy, but the banker consciousness, if you will, has got everything in bondage, including the government.
No, that I understand.
So, fair enough, and just hear me out here. And so I don't see that we're going to get resolution by going to Satan, if you will. I use that term loosely just as for contrast purposes. I'm not saying that bankers are Satan. But, you know, when we're doing business with the banks in the manner we have, we are sleeping in the bed with the devil, if you will. And that same devil has the government in bondage, which has us in bondage. And so what I'm getting at here is when we step up to the plate to free the government from bondage, we at the same time free ourselves from the bondage, and the banker goes out of the equation. In other words, I think what has to happen here is we're not going to get the bank to accept our freedom. That's really what this is about at the end of the day.
Okay.
Where it's going to come from is the government that created the bank, that authorizes the bank, that regulates the banks. Yes, the banks have power here, but that's only through the loan contract, nothing more than that. But the government, at the end of the day, as is in those standing committees, can at any time can cancel the Bank of Canada, can close every single bank down in the country and say, we're issuing debt-free currency now. You're all changing how you operate your business. Many things can happen. The government does have that power. If the government created it, it can control and regulate it. But to maintain a good credit rating internationally, it's not going to do these things. But there's nothing, again, and this is the whole purpose of the pay it forward process, is I don't see us going to the banks. It may be the government that goes to the banks and says, accept his notes on our behalf or something like that for convenience, you know, to your local branch.
Right.
I doubt that either, that it would be like that, but point made anyhow, I think. And So I think it's in us going to the government, because again, it's our lack of allowing our energy to flow freely that the government had to turn to the banker in the first place.
Right, right. And then, yeah, who have you got for collateral?
Exactly. So that's why I say we're the collateral debtor, and you quite often hear there was some collateral, when there's death of human beings, they talk about collateral damage.
Yeah, so we're collateral, turns us
into a source of energy. We're the true source of energy here.
Yeah, it turns us into slaves, energy slaves.
Which one's it that?
So anyhow, so that's, I don't see that there's going to be anything resolved by going to the bank, but don't let that stop you from going to the bank. But I see the bigger picture is going to the government, and the offer on the table is it will free the government from liability, and it will free the people from liability, or free the whole system from liability,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily overnight, but once free currency starts to flow, then the old debt stuff starts to go.
Yeah.
And there's a transition as more and more people catch on, and more free currency flows. And again, when you're doing business, you don't need to dicker on a price. If the car, they want $65,000 for the car, you pay $65,000. What do you need to dicker for? You whip up your note, it's accepted, and the vendor gets his money, and he can run his business, and everyone on down the line gets all the money they need to keep their business.
For sale.
So everything prospers. Really what it's about.
Yeah.
Car selfishness, really, at the end of the day, me, that the system is collapsing,
right.
And all of us with it.
Yeah.
But it's us, not them, that's doing this. And, when we talk about government, really, we're talking about people like you and me.
Yeah, true
enough. We get these visions in our mind, maybe, that they're all sitting over there with horns growing out of their head or something, but I've met a lot of those people that work for government, and they're just following procedure. They're just doing what they do, and they're ordinary Joes with debts and tax problems like everybody else.
Well, I found out that when I started going to the different banks, I found out very few of them knew anything at all, period. I had the money eyes, most of them.
Yep. And again, this is why, but again, the government, see, really, ultimately, the government is in debt. Went into debt so that the people could get paid for their employment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then,
at the time that this took place, the government could have gone to the people and said, well, give your energy freely, and we can provide the money freely, but...
Well, I thought that's what it was in the first place. They took the money, they had the money...
Hang on, let me finish. If the people had that consciousness at the time to give their energy freely, then we wouldn't need money, and we wouldn't be in this debt situation. This is the ultimate point.
Yes.
Again, so no, we want to be paid.
No greed.
Yeah, that's it. So the only way out is to allow our energy to flow freely, is to say, I'm not getting paid anymore. And that's how all of these liabilities can go away. You can bring all the debts can be taken care of over time.
Well, I'd love to be a God being.
You are.
Oh, I know I am the God being, period. It's having the ability to, like you say, continue to pay and have things go on. And my dad told me a long time ago that if you don't shit, you die.
Well, but just to get back to what you said, you commented there that you want to be the God being. First off, you are, and also I would come from...
I know I am the God being. Absolutely.
Right, but come from the perspective and the rest of the equation that it's not a case of whether or not they're going to accept my notes. They shall be accepted.
Yes.
Or however, at the end, the point is really what the trustee is in the letter is doing here is putting something on the table that they can very easily interpret that there's been a major shift in consciousness here. In other words, we're not doing it for the money anymore. We're here to give freely.
Yes.
Okay, and we're also taking responsibility. Well, because of our selfishness, sorry about that, but we kind of helped bring all of this shit upon ourselves in the first place. Not you guys, it's been us all along.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's a bit of responsibility going both ways here, but ultimately it's us that has the remedy, and it's us that has to come to the table and present it. And so without getting into all the technicalities and what the final technicalities and how it all works out in the end might be, I don't know, but the intention is expressed very clearly.
Yeah.
So if there's fine-tuning to the proposal, so be it, but the point is made. That's all I care about.
No, I hear where you're coming from. Yeah, no, and you're absolutely right. If we don't change, then we're going to fall flat on our faces pretty fast.
And so, whether or not it comes down to us issuing promissory notes or not, I don't know. The point is the point of the exercise of putting in those, using that language and words on paper, this is one way that we can go to interest-free currency, that we can free everything of debt.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say it's the way. So they might come back and say, yeah, we could do it that way, but we just needed to hear it from you that you're prepared to give freely. Now that you're prepared to give freely, welcome to Canada. You're an employee of Canada, but here's the employee credit card, and just whatever you do, you're doing it all in the name of the corporation's name for the corporation, so the corporation has all the pays all the bills.
Yeah, exactly.
But it can do that now because it's getting your energy freely, which means it's getting the production freely. It's getting the assets, the collateral, everything is going into our big family trust now. It's not being separated anymore.
Nope. I hear where you're coming from now. I like the circle. It's a good circle. It's a positive circle.
This is our first phone call.
And this is my first phone call with it. I've done a lot of reading on all of this stuff through Eldon and yourself, of course. The educational part of it has been very enlightening. The spiritual part, I was there a long, long time ago when it comes to the spiritual part. It's just nice to meet somebody that thinks the same way I do.
Well, there's lots more out there. Like I said, I've been getting lots of good feedback lately, and you know, this is resonating with people. And I know it's not resonating because they're getting CRA off the back. It's because it's making the connection to who and what we really are. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just do it all for free, man. Do it all for free.
There's really people out there that would work for free if they have a way of paying their bills. They wouldn't even, but if they had a way of being able to have a home and have food, be able to take care of their children, they'd work for free.
I would say it this way. When you start working for free, you won't have any bills.
Yeah, the government takes care of it all.
Well, don't even think of that. Just think, when I start working for free, but you know, don't get too focused on it, but I won't have any bills. And don't worry about where it all goes. Just leave that alone.
Yes, true enough.
It's real simple.
Go around.
Love is real simple.
Yes, it is.
People
have always, for a long time, well, as far back as I can remember, have always put conditions on love. The only ones that don't are the children. I guess we've got to start learning from them, don't we?
Oh, big time. And the women, I got to tell you,
Well, it's because they're able to talk off their problems. Because they're able to talk off their problems, it allows them to heal faster.
Well, that's
they're nicer than we are.
It's a different energy, yeah.
We're most men. We're way too darn macho to start talking about our emotions.
Not me, man. That might be yours, maybe.
we don't allow ourselves to heal. And it's real. We have to wake up and allowing ourselves to let our emotions out, too, sometimes.
Yep.
We're going to do much.
Yep, but then anyhow, so there's a different energy there. But yeah, it's all in front of our face all the time, and you know, I guess you just kind of observe for a while, and you see what's going on, then you start to feel it, and you go, geez, I can feel the love in that action there, and it feels really good.
Yes, it does.
So when you're really doing it and doing it of earnest, then like I say, there's for myself, if I ever get taken before a judge, you know, in very few words, I just got to say what I got to say, and you know, it's like all I got is the only thing I own, Your Honor, is my life. That's all I have to offer in satisfaction of this claim.
Yes.
I don't have anything else.
Yep, exactly.
You offer up your life, and there's nothing greater amount you can possibly pay than your own to offer your life, and that's when.
And yet the other people will call us traitors.
Well, perhaps.
All right. It's been great talking with you guys. We'll be listening again.
Well, thanks for joining in.
Oh yeah, and you've already sent our information back to us, so we'll be the trust agreement. We'll be sending that all back to you here shortly.
Okay, nope.
All righty.
Yep, good. The more the merrier. There's gonna be a lot of power here. The more that gets involved.
Oh yes, exactly.
And for the right reasons.
Well, I've already got about another 8 more people that want to get on board, too.
Good. Excellent. Okay, well, thanks for your comments and stuff, too.
Okay, you too. You guys have a good evening.
Likewise.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Any other questions, or are we done here?
So you can get that trust agreement from VB Tritel?
BB. B as in Bob, B as in Bob.
.net?
Yeah.
Very good.
Yep. If it's your first inquiry, I send you out to 3 different attachments for the information. You can review that. And if you want to proceed, there's a form you fill out. I need to have certain information to put into the agreement document itself.
Right.
But so it's So, yeah, just send an email and ask for that, and I'll send it to you. But it's B as in Bob, B as in Bob, at tritel.net.
Got it. Are you doing this Freedom from Debt in November in London, Ontario?
Yep.
Is there you think in the future you'd be going across the country?
I have no idea what the future holds.
Yeah.
So, you know, anything's possible, let's put it that way.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Well, hopefully it's not necessary. It's just once the door of communications and opened up, and like I say, one of the things is that, you know, those that choose to give freely can help to do others come to the same.
Right.
Which ultimately frees everything of debt. So, but good, yep, great. Any other questions?
Yeah, sir. I just got in on the phone call. I'm Howard from Alberta. What's your email, sir, so I can email you and get some of this information?
It's BB, B as in Bob. B as in Bob.
Yes, BB.
At.
Dot.
No, at Tritel. That's Tritel. Dot net.
Try. I missed something there, sir.
BB at?
BB dot?
Tritel?
No, at. AG at.
Yeah. Try. Yeah, the email symbol there.
Yeah.
So Tritel, Tritel.
Right. BB at Tritel.
Yep, dot net.
Dot net. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. Any questions?
How long, Vic, before we reach critical mass, do you think?
All right, that's, again, I don't know the future.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go there. But the more I put it this way, the more people that even start thinking about the possibility that, you know, just giving freely of themselves is the way, the more that gets out into the energy fields and rubs off on others.
What if you're over retirement age?
You're still breathing.
Yes, sir. That's a fact. I contributed for 50 years. I just want to make sure that I know where I'm at, but I'm just coming into this. I'm just getting my head up.
Yep. No,
too many years of head down.
No limitation here. You know, it doesn't matter who we are or what we've done. It's what we can do.
Yep. Thank
and,
you.
And like I say, it's all free energy. And we never had to get ourselves into the money game in the first place.
One question. What if you got young children that don't have a cent number?
Perfect.
Do you include them in your trust agreement?
No. No, they're too young. What happens with children is, you know, when the mother and father or the father does what he does, the children are automatically included.
But you have to put them in a trust agreement, right? Their names?
Nope. You have charge over your children. What I'm saying is when you get the remedy, the kids get the remedy.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're your children. What are you going to do, not tell your children? Hey, children, live your life like this. You're not going to tell them that? So whatever remedy comes about that includes you, includes your children.
So he's automatically passed over.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Any questions? Okay, well, based on the silence, it sounds like maybe we're done here.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Vic.
So on that note, yeah, thanks very much for tuning in, and there may be a different number for the next call. We'll have to check into that. And so everyone can get in. And then, anyhow, thanks for calling in, and we'll talk to you soon.
Very good.
Have another call.
Take care.
Thank you.
Myling. Love you all.
Thanks, Vic. Bye. Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.